This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 27th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel, clear skies in Tel Aviv, with temperatures making it a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is experiencing a gentle breeze, and Haifa enjoys a sunny afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Netanyahu held direct talks with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War, bypassing Israel's security establishment. Also, in the last few minutes, Ynet reports that Israel is turning to naval drones in response to maritime vulnerabilities exposed by the Iran conflict. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that the CIA chief's unusual visit to Moscow aimed to warn Russia against attacking a NATO country. Separately, from earlier today, JTA reports a second Reform synagogue in Israel has had its windows broken. The Ramat Hasharon mayor reaffirms the city's commitment to pluralism and tolerance. And finally, a short time ago, local sources reported an explosion in southern Lebanon, with no further details at this time. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, posted earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat due to recent anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News, a regional news outlet, confirmed the expulsion of Dutch diplomats, stating they have 1 week to leave Israel. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted 40 hours ago about Itamar Ben-Gvir, highlighting his controversial history and his stance on banning UNRWA from Israel. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, Netanyahu's secret talks with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War have shocked Israel's security heads. These talks were kept hidden from the country's key defense figures, raising concerns about transparency and oversight. The implications could affect current trust within Israel's defense establishment. Turning to Ynet's coverage, Israel's shift towards using naval drones comes as maritime threats become more pronounced. Offshore gas fields and key shipping routes are at risk, pushing Israel to adapt its naval strategies. This move highlights the growing importance of unmanned technology in modern warfare. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports that the CIA chief visited Moscow to deliver a stern warning against any aggression towards NATO countries. This visit underscores escalating tensions and the West's vigilance towards Russian actions. The warning aims to deter any potential conflict escalation in Europe. Separately, the JTA coverage on the vandalism of Reform synagogues stresses the ongoing challenges for religious tolerance in Israel. The Ramat Hasharon mayor's statement seeks to reassure the community of the city's dedication to diversity. This incident raises questions about societal divisions and the need for dialogue. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a surge in profitability for Israel's hotel industry, reversing previous losses due to increased local tourism. This trend highlights a shift as more Israelis choose to vacation domestically. Separately, Ynet Business notes that a significant portion of Israel's industrial workforce is nearing retirement. This demographic shift prompts concerns over who will replace these skilled workers in the coming years. And finally, K'tech reports that Papaya Gaming is under financial scrutiny, with a court demanding a stronger debt resolution plan. The company's financial health is in question, impacting its future operations and market stability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.